Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Family Secrets by Diane Harmon is a cozy mystery installment in the Clean Sweep Cozy Mystery series, featuring Jane Barrow, a house cleaner and single mother running her own cleaning business in small town Alma, Kansas. The novel uses a familiar cozy setup, an everyday work assignment becomes the doorway into a suspicious death and a larger pattern of hidden motives. Here, a seemingly routine job connected to a Whitcomb family reunion turns grim when Vanessa Whitcomb falls down the stairs and dies. While local authorities are quick to treat the incident as an accident, Jane is not convinced, and her practical access to homes and people pulls her into investigating what really happened. The book blends small-town relationships, domestic routines, and community pressures with a mystery built around long-held secrets. Its purpose is to deliver a puzzle-driven story with low gore and a character-centered approach, emphasizing intuition, persistence, and the complicated dynamics inside a respected local family. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an accident on the surface, suspicion underneath. A key engine of the story is the tension between an official conclusion and a lingering sense that something is wrong. Vanessa Whitcomb's fatal fall is quickly labeled an accident by the police, which is a common but effective cozy mystery catalyst. It creates an immediate obstacle for the amateur sleuth, because the system is not necessarily looking for answers beyond the obvious. Jane Barrow's doubt becomes the reader's entry point into the investigation. Rather than relying on specialized authority, the book emphasizes ordinary observation, pattern recognition, and the willingness to keep asking uncomfortable questions. This structure also supports the cozy tone, because much of the suspense comes from social friction, unanswered questions, and the incremental uncovering of inconsistencies. Not from graphic danger, the case develops as a gradual unspooling of what happened at a family gathering and why a death that appears straightforward might be connected to deeper personal histories. The result is a mystery that foregrounds motive and relationships, encouraging readers to weigh what people say against what they avoid saying. Secondly, family reunion pressure and the weight of long-kept secrets. The Whitcomb family reunion is more than a backdrop. It is the social container that concentrates tensions, old grievances, and the urge to protect reputations. Reunions bring together relatives who may share history but not trust, and that environment naturally supports a theme suggested by the title. Secrets can survive for decades when families have strong incentives to keep them buried. In a cozy mystery framework, this means the suspect pool is shaped by relationships rather than by strangers passing through town. Jane's investigation has to navigate loyalty, denial, and selective memory, because family members may not merely be hiding criminal behavior, but also shielding past choices that could cause shame or conflict. The book leans into the idea that what looks like unity can conceal fractures, and that public respectability can be maintained through silence. By focusing on intergenerational or long-standing concealment rather than a single impulsive act, the story invites readers to consider how old events echo forward. It also fits the small-town setting, where community standing and gossip can make secrecy both difficult and necessary at the same time. Thirdly, Jane Barrow as a working mother and practical amateur detective, Jane Barrow's appeal is rooted in her everyday credibility. She is not a professional investigator. She is a house cleaner and business owner, and she is also raising children as a single mother. That combination shapes the tone of her sleuthing. Her priorities include safety, stability, and keeping life moving forward, which makes her decision to dig deeper feel earned rather than impulsive. In a series built around cleaning work, her access is also realistic within the genre. She enters private homes, notices details others miss, and interacts with clients across social lines. Those ordinary interactions can reveal contradictions in behavior or story that a formal investigation might overlook. The book uses this setup to blend domestic routine with detection, allowing scenes of work and family life to coexist with clue gathering. Jane's persistence is framed as a strength developed through responsibility and self-reliance. For cozy mystery readers, this creates a heroine who is competent without being superhuman and who solves problems through steady effort, community awareness, and a willingness to trust her instincts when an explanation does not fit. Fourthly, small-town community dynamics and reputations at stake. Alma, Kansas functions as a classic cozy setting where relationships overlap and private matters can become public knowledge quickly. In a small town, social ties are dense, people share history, and personal reputations carry significant weight. That environment raises the stakes of the mystery in a distinct way. The consequences of wrongdoing are not limited to legal outcomes. They can reshape how neighbors treat each other, how businesses survive, and how families are perceived. When the police label Vanessa Whitcomb's death an accident, it also protects the town from disruption, at least temporarily. Jane's continued questions, therefore, risk unsettling not just individuals but a wider social balance. The story's conflict includes the friction between truth-seeking and community comfort, where some people may prefer closure over clarity. This dynamic supports misdirection and silence without requiring elaborate criminal networks. It also provides a reason that secrets persist. The cost of exposure can be social as much as personal. The cozy effect comes from seeing mystery unfold amid ordinary places and familiar routines, while recognizing that closeness can both help and hinder the path to the truth. Lastly, series comfort, recurring tone, recognizable patterns, and reader appeal as an entry in the clean sweep cozy mysteries. Family Secrets is positioned to deliver both a standalone mystery problem and the comfort of a continuing world. Reader response to long-running cozy series often highlights consistency of familiar protagonist, a dependable voice, and a puzzle that resolves without the bleakness typical of darker crime fiction. This book fits that expectation by centering Jane's day-to-day life and letting the mystery arise from ordinary circumstances rather than from extreme violence. Reviews commonly praise the engaging plot and character continuity, which suggests that the book aims to satisfy series fans while still offering a fresh scenario through the Whitcomb family reunion and its hidden history. The presence of recurring elements in the wider series, including other continuing characters, can add warmth and variety for regular readers, even when the central case is serious. The book also embraces a mildly formulaic structure typical of cozies, which many readers seek precisely because it balances tension with reassurance. The overall appeal is a readable, character-driven whodunit that pairs domestic realism with incremental clue-gathering and a socially grounded mode of landscape. In conclusion, Family Secrets is best suited for readers who want a cozy mystery that keeps the danger and explicit content low while still offering genuine stakes and a satisfying puzzle. Fans of amateur sleuths will likely connect with Jane Barrow because her investigative drive is anchored in everyday responsibility. She is building a business, raising children, and trying to do the right thing in a community where relationships matter. The novel's practical benefit is its steady demonstration of persistence and discernment, showing how small inconsistencies, careful listening, and the courage to question accepted narratives can lead toward truth. It also offers an emotional takeaway about the cost of secrecy, especially when families prioritize appearances over honesty, within its category. The book stands out through its cleaning business framework, which gives the heroine credible access to private spaces and creates a fresh angle on how clues emerge. The small-town Kansas setting reinforces the genre's strengths: a close-knit community, reputations in play, and a mystery shaped by personal history rather than spectacle. For series readers, it also provides the comfort of continuity while using a family reunion and decades-old secrets to keep the storyline engaging. If you would like to support Diane Harmon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.